A Sexy Package, narrated by Alexandra Anderson. For Cupido, in collaboration with Saga. There It Is, by Pablo Cristiano. There it is, lying on the otherwise empty dining table. I had found it by chance one day, when cleaning and tidying in my bedroom. It was lying right at the back of a dusty shelf, with a bunch of other old bits and bobs. I'd actually forgotten it completely, and now it had set off a chain reaction of thoughts and fantasies. It took a while before I continued with the cleaning, with renewed and determined energy. I dusted the shelf and put all the other things back. Now it's lying on the table, and I'm sitting in my armchair, waiting. I'm waiting for you to come home, patiently and expectantly. The determination in me is growing. I'm excited to see how you will react. Are you in the same kind of space as me? Do you also feel that we've become a bit dusty? We've been together a long time, and I know you better than anyone else. Our long, arousing talks about desires and fantasies are just a vague memory. Talks about what turned us on, but didn't have the courage or will to do. Fantasies which remained fantasies, which is sometimes enough. Fantasies don't always need to be realized. They can lose their excitement and become almost a matter of indifference. On the other hand, reality can lose its excitement too, if it's not occasionally given a sprinkle of magic dust from the realm of fantasy. I hear your keys in the door and wait while you put down your handbag and take off your jacket. You come in smiling, happy to be home. Then you catch sight of it, there, in the middle of the table. A little whip, with an aluminium shaft and black leather lashes. You're quite familiar with it. You were there when it was bought. When, many years ago, we just moved in together and liked to experiment with and test each other's sexual boundaries. We'd only used it once. There'd been no more than a few half-hearted blows and seemed almost like a game. Piquant addition to foreplay. Maybe we were also somewhat taken aback by the power amassed in the otherwise soft lashes in the downstroke, the sudden introduction of pain into our games and what that could mean. You look from the whip on the table to me, your expression changing from smiling to questioning. With a quiet smile, I get up and, picking up the whip from the table, walk towards you. I hold it up in front of your face while I explain. From now on, it will lie there. Not always. Not every time you come home. But when it does, you will know what it means, and you will learn to look for it. I give you the whip, asking you to hold it a moment and to stay there. I go into the bedroom. In the same place as I found the whip, there are also a pair of plush handcuffs that we'd bought at the same time. I take them back into the lounge, politely, but perhaps more curious than anything else. You're standing where I left you. I take the whip from you, stand behind you, and pull your arms round behind your back,